about all that had gone on.
And I'm going to go really long so that the teams, we don't have time for teams, right? Yeah, that would be the terrible thing. Terrible. No, I won't go long, I promise. Because I want to know who won, because I think the purple team won, because that's me. Yeah. Purple team, me and Pastor Louie. Right? We'll eat all the sweets all on our own. All right? So I'm looking forward to that. Right, Pastor Louie? You can have a bag, I can have a bag. Woo! Fantastic. All right. Let's kind of go through just briefly kind of what happened throughout each day and what we got the chance to talk about and going through all of that. Now, I need your help, young all of you who were here, all you pirates. Right? All you pirates and pirateers and buccaneers and whatever you are. We're going to put the riddles up. Right? Don't yell out the answer. We want to see if those people in the back with old brains can figure it out. All right? Now, I know you guys know the answers, but we got to see if they can figure it out. Can you all help me with that?
Yeah.
All right. Day one, our first riddle was this. Can any of the adults figure out what this represents? Gotta let the adults try to figure it out. And just so you know, there is a sweet on the line. Oh, we have a hand over here. Great. Great. Oh, fantastic. So day one, we learned that God is great, correct? So we talked about the fact, and our memory verse was from Psalms 145, verse 3, which says, "Great is the Lord, and great to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable." So we looked in the book of Acts chapter 17, where Paul was talking in a city that was full of false gods. And so he went there and he talked with people. He reasoned with people. And we learned in our lesson that God is the one and only God. He is all-inspiring creator. In this passage, we also worship, in this passage that we read in Acts chapter 17, we found that they worshiped many other idols. But Paul taught them that there is only one God. And they were missing out. They even had an idol to the unknown God, just in case they were missing something. All right? But so our focus was that there was only one God that the Bible reveals to us. Okay? And we cannot make up gods that we can't choose. Now, we had a character, and I went out of line, so Auntie Mary's going to help me out. We had a character that we studied that particular day, and he was the chameleon. Right? Everybody remember chameleon?
Yeah.
All right. And what did we learn about the chameleon? What can he do? He can change his colors, right? He can adapt his skin color so that he blends in. What else can he do? There was something about his eyeballs. Anybody remember? They can look all the way back, and they can move independently, right? They can move all over the place. And he literally had a 365-degree angle viewing thing. All right, so that was the chameleon. And we learned that even though he can change, God never changes, right? And God's greatness is amazing, and he never changes, and he's always going to be there for us. All right, and so that was day one. All right, everybody remember the day one?
Yeah.
All right, let's look at day two. Now again, kids, don't raise your hands. Don't say anything. We got to do the puzzle. You got to see if the old people can figure out this puzzle. And if you have one already, you can't win again. And no cheating. Do you have it?
Mighty
is somewhat close.
Almighty,
there we go. Can you catch?
Yeah.
She can't. Can I throw it to you? You didn't know you're coming to church and we're going to throw things at you. All right. So yes, we learned that God is almighty. And here's our character for this one. It was Flapjack Octopus. Right? There he is. And he lives down deep in the dark, right? All right. So what did we learn about him? Why do they call him Flapjack? What could he do? What was it that he could do? Anybody remember? Yeah, he had long arms. He could do all kinds of things. Yeah. What else? Could he? What could he do? He could kind of blend in because he could mold himself, right? But what else? He had no bones. That's correct. Oh, not yet. That's another one, but good try. He could go flat as a pancake, right? He could squish down to flat as a pancake. That's why he's called Flapjack Octopus. Right? And so he would not be intimidated and nobody would be scared of him because he would right down. All right? And he would be fine and be able to survive through all of those things. All right? And we talked about how we used some pretty big words that day. All right? And let me say the definition and see if anybody can remember the word. We talked about God being all powerful. Does anybody remember the fancy word we used?
Omnipotent.
Nice. All right. And then we used one, he is all present, which was?
Omnipresent.
All right. And then the last one, he is all knowing.
Oh,
they're just splitting out the answer. Sorry, adults, you don't get any sweets for those ones. So we learned about how much God is and how God is kind of, and I'm going to say something to the adults here, how God is outside of all of his creation. He is transcendent. He is outside of all of that. And he is in control of everything within his creation. He knows it all. He has power over it all. And he understands every aspect of it. Right? And so we can trust that God, being almighty, is looking out for us. He is there for us. And every creature that has some weird thing that goes on, flapjack, God created that for a reason. And God knows and made sure that that was done. Now, on that particular day, our memory verse was Jeremiah 32:27, which says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me?" And that wasn't really a question, because we know God is almighty. He's all powerful. Nothing is impossible for God. Right? And so we were able to share that with them going through that. And we actually went through the book of Jonah. We talked about the story of Jonah, where God had a big fish who came and swallowed Jonah. Right? God prepared that situation to swallow Jonah so that he could get Jonah from where he was supposed to be, where he went, where he was naughty, to where he was supposed to be. And God made that all happen and all work out for his thing. Nothing is too hard for God. All right, that was day two. Let's look at day three. All right, again, the riddle. All right, here we go. Any adults out there? Can you figure out? It's for the old people. They need sugar. They need the sugar. Anyone? Oh, okay, we got one.
Right.
Oh no, close, huh?
Glory.
Nope. Ruler. God is the ruler. Woo! Hey, she caught it. Woo! Oh, there he is. All right, God is ruler. Good try. God is ruler. All right, and our person, our little animal for that one, was the great white shark. Right? For some reason, I happen to be around snack time every now and again. I don't know why I gravitate towards the snack time with every group all day long. But I was there to help, right? And I offered my assistance. And I learned that they had how many teeth? It was like 35,000 teeth over their lifetime. They could just plump, 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 plump. Teeth could go all over the place. Was it 3,500? 35,000 sounds better though, doesn't it? All right, we'll go with yours, 3,500. That's still a lot more teeth than I have. All right, so they had a lot and lot of teeth, and God perfectly designed them, and they were what we would call the king of the ocean. Right, they're the king of the ocean. But on this particular day, we learned that God is king of kings. He is the ruler over all of it. Yes, the shark may be big and powerful and grow, I think it was like, 18 feet or, it was huge. It was like as big as a bus. It was like a school bus. It was huge. Even though they're big and mighty, God is bigger and stronger, and he rules over all of it going through that. Our memory verse for that day was Isaiah 6:3, which says this, "And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." We looked in Isaiah 6, and we looked at Isaiah's vision, and how the fact that God is the ruler, all right, and he is the majestic king who is holy and perfect. And God is the same in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. And both, he is the same. And he will never change. But he is always in charge. And he will always take care of all of those things. All right? Then day four came along. All right? Day four. Here is our, all right, I just want to say, this side is except for over there. All right, this side is doing really well. This side's got the well done, okay, got one. Y'all got nothing. I just want to put it out there. All right, so, you know, give it a little shake, give it a little something, wake it up. No, you guys can't guess. You're part of the agency. It's for them. Oh, look at that in the back row. Sorry, middle row. I was trying to give you a chance. I was talking. All right, here we go. Whew. This is going to be a challenge. Woo. You ready? Nice. Well done. All right, so God is Emmanuel. All right, God with us. And our character for that day was the immortal jellyfish, who is enormous, right? Y'all remember how big he was? He was so big. I mean, he was like filled the room, right? I mean, he could be so big. How big was he? Oh, yeah, he was the size of my pinky nail. That's right. All right, so he was a tiny little guy, wasn't he? All right, tiny, tiny, tiny. But what was something? Why do we call him the immortal jellyfish? Anybody remember why? When he gets old, he can turn himself into something young again. Wouldn't that be cool? Huh?
For the old people. You guys don't care.
Everybody's like, I want to be an immortal jellyfish. Huh? Right? Now, so they had the ability. So they, when they get old, they just kind of revert back to a young jellyfish, whatever it is, and they keep going. Right? So they were pretty cool. I think that's pretty amazing. Right, and how tiny they are was just shocking to me.
And even though they're tiny, 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 God's still with them. Even though we might think we're little, God is still with us because Emmanuel, God is with us. And the memory verse that we used for this one was Romans 5, verse 8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And so we use this day in particular to share the gospel message with the young kids. And we used a couple of letters. I don't know, I think they're there. Yes, A, B, F, R. And so the first one we taught them, we have to admit that we are a sinner. Right? We have to admit that we have done wrong. God created everything, right? God is the creator. He created it all. Right? And he created everything, including us, to have a relationship with him. But then we did something wrong. We sinned. Right? The Bible tells us that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God expects perfection. And when he created us, we were perfect. But we sinned. And we have to admit that all of us, parents included, have committed sin. And also in Romans it says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The cost of sin is death. And that death is a separation from God the Father. It is an eternal separation. All right? And so, yes, physical death entered into the world at that moment as well, but also eternal death entered into that world. All right? And because God wants to have a relationship with us, he wants us to be in heaven with him for all eternity. All right? And so he needed to create a way for us to be with him. But first we have to admit that we're a sinner. And then B, we have to believe in what Jesus Christ has done for us, right? And I'm sure everybody knows John 3:16, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life or everlasting life. So God loved us so much. Even though we were sinners, he still loved us. And he sent his Son to make a way for us to be with him. And that's what we need to believe. That's what we need to understand. And one of our memory verses, Romans 5, verse 8, but God shows or God demonstrates his love towards us in that while we were still sinners. And that in that passage, parents, what it says is, while you were sinning, he loved you so much that he sent his son to die for you. It wasn't an after the fact. He knew, he knows everything about you. He knows what you do. He knows everything that's going on. He knows what you will do in the future. But he still loves you enough that he sent his only son to die for you. And he died on the cross for each and every one of us. And we need to believe that. But the cool thing is about that story is Jesus didn't remain dead. He died, he went to the grave, and 3 days later he rose again and he's alive today. And he's in heaven waiting for us
and interceding to God for us. But we need to put our faith and trust in what it is that He's done.
So we need to admit that we are a sinner. We need to believe in what Jesus Christ has done. And then we need to forever receive. Right? We need to be a part of His family.
In John chapter 10, verse 27, it says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they know me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." So God knows us once we have admitted our sin, once we have believed in what Christ has done, then He knows us. And we are a part of His family. And our eternal life begins then and carries on. So from the moment you accept Christ as your personal Savior, your eternal life, your forever, began right then. And it will continue on for all eternity. And we know that we will be with Christ. And we can know without a doubt where we will be spending eternity. In 1 John 5, verse 13, it says this, "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God," that's Jesus, "that you may know you have eternal life." We don't have to guess. We don't have to hope. We can know. And it's very simple. Admit that you're a sinner. Believe in what Jesus Christ has done. And receive Him forever. Forever receive. And that was the thing that we spoke about on day 4. And moms, dads, young people, if you're here and you've never made that decision, don't leave this morning without coming and talking to myself, one of the leaders, Pastor Louis, Auntie Mary, Auntie Sonia, anybody in the church. We would love to take a minute and share with you a little bit more about that so that you know where, you can have no doubt where you will spend eternity. So make sure you come and see us when you can this morning. All right, day 5. Last day. Now, I got to say, I am going to open this one up to everyone because the kids did not get this one. All right? So this one is available for you guys as well. All right? Day 5, here is our riddle. Well, you raised your hand first. I was going with you first. All right. Wait, let me see if there's an adult. Any adults? Dop. Any adults? Oh, we have a hesitant hand. We have a hesitant.
Ah, well, guys, let the old people meet you. She's kind of younger. So it's bad. Oh, that was a terrible, awful throw. Y'all just hang on. Oh, I need the hat in a second.
All right, so yes, we learned that God is trustworthy. He is trustworthy. And our verse for that day was Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your hearts, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your path." And we looked at 1 Samuel chapter 17, and we talked about David and Goliath. And man, did we have an amazing Goliath, right? I mean, this guy showed up, he was huge, he was amazing. He was awesome, right? Wasn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
You're not sounding very confident in how awesome Goliath was. Was Goliath awesome?
No.
I heard that, Lisa. Great, Lisa. She needs to be punished today. No sweets for her today. All right, so we learned about Goliath, David and Goliath. All right, and we talked about how mighty God, how trustworthy. And nobody trusted David, did they? Nobody thought David could kill Goliath. Because Goliath was like 9, he was a monstrous man. And he had a huge sword. And David had nothing. He didn't want the shield. He didn't want the armor. He didn't want the helmet. He didn't want any of that stuff. The sword, none of that. He went out with a sling and a rock, right? And nobody believed him. His brothers didn't believe him. The king didn't believe him. Nobody believed him. But he went out and he trusted God. And God delivered Goliath into his hands, right? And so he was able to kill Goliath. Right, with one stone, right in the noggin, and took him out. Oh, I forgot our animal. Can we go back to our animal? The macaw. Everybody remember the macaw? Macaw! Alright, so this guy is cool, right? There he is. God specifically designed him to be able to fly through the dense forest. He has light bones, like empty bones. His bones are full of air, so he's super light. His wingspan was huge, but he could pull it in and still fly. And then his beak. What was up with his beak? What could he do with his beak? He could what?
Fly.
His beak is curved. That's true. He could fight.
Oh. I know, he can talk.
He could talk, right? Yes, we talked about that in the parrots.
He can crack nuts.
He can crack nuts, right? He can probably crack our finger, right? We said to keep your fingers away from him. Right? So he's got a really strong beak, so he can crack the nuts and all of those type of things. All right? So kind of our focus that day was God is our rock. And we should praise him, thank him, worship him, adore him, and live for him. And God is bigger and greater than anything that we can possibly understand. All right? But we can trust in him because he is trustworthy. And so that is the 5 days. Shoo! Was that too long? Did I go too long? No? Should I keep going? Because I can do more. You want me to? Oh. All right. All right, so those are the 5 days, and those are the things that we spend teaching the young people this week. And really, a lot of it revolves around the attributes of God, understanding who God is and what he is doing for us. That God loves us. Yes, he's all powerful. Yes, he knows everything. All of those things are amazing to know and understand. But yet he loves us. And he knows us. We are knowable. He knows us. And he wants to be known as well. And that's why he gave us his word. So we can get to know him. It is ultimately his desire to spend eternity with us. And to get to know us. And so he wants that. And here it is. This amazing God wants to know each and every one of us. And that's a really awesome thing to learn this week. All right? Let me close off in a word of prayer. And we'll be dismissed. And we can all go home. And we don't have to do anything else.
There's
no point.
Red team. Red team.
I don't know what that means. Oh, wait. Let me close in a word of prayer. Then we'll show the video. Then we'll go home. All right, let me pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for today. Lord, we thank you that we can spend time with you. And Lord, I thank you for all of the parentals and guardians and everybody that's here today just to celebrate these kids. Lord, and we thank you for everything you have done for us. Lord, we thank you that you love us so much. And Lord, we are so thankful for that. Help us to love you back and get to know you more and more. In your precious name we pray. Amen. All right, let's now.